Yes. The only reason, if I'm going to get on the front page, I might as well get on the front page with the word peace.
But you've made yourself ridiculous.
To some people, I don't care. If it saves lives.
You don't think you... Oh, my dear boy, you're living in another netherland.
Well, you talk to
you don't think you saved a single life.
It didn't do a bit of use. No, it's still gone down, so it didn't do anything.
But, I mean, you don't equate the civil war that's going on in Nigeria with that, and then talk about, well, this is my form of protesting, because people in anti-war campaigns are too serious.
Yes.
And they get battered. What do you know about a protest movement anyway?
I know a lot about it.
It consists of a lot more than sending your chauffeur in your car back to Buckingham Palace.
You're just a snob about it. The only way to make...
You're a fake. I mean, I know in England it's kind of smart not to be too serious about anything.
Everything needs a smile, you know.
I see.
For instance, even if...
The Pinkville Massacre, ha ha ha. Can't you give up something else if it means a little bit more?
It doesn't, it's not the sacrifice. You can't get that into your head, can you? You've stated a half a dozen times the MBE is irrelevant. I agree. It was no sacrifice to get rid of the MBE because it was an embarrassment.
Then what kind of a protest did you make? I don't know much about Nigeria.
We did an advertising campaign for peace.
Very
can you understand
one.
That?
No, I can't.
A very big advertising campaign for peace.
Vulgar and self-aggrandizing.
Well, you think
are you advertising God, Lennon, or peace?
Do you want nice middle-class gestures for peace?
Maybe.
And intellectual manifestos written by a lot of half-witted intellectuals and nobody reads them. Oh. That's the trouble with the peace movement.
Well, it just seems another netherland. I mean, I can't think of anyone who seems more remote from the ugliness of what's happening than you.
Well, I
do see you getting up on a Tuesday morning and thinking, let's see, what should we do today and what war is going on?
Well, that's your imagination, you know, really.
You know, you carry on. Why don't you make a film while you're at it?
I'm someone who admired you very much.
Well, I'm sorry you liked the old moth tops, dear, and you thought it was I was very satirical and witty, and you liked Hard Day's Night, love, but I've grown up, but you obviously haven't.
Have you?
Yes, Father.
What have you grown up to?
No, 29.
Yes, yes. How is Greece?
It's beautiful.
We did a nice...